Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley. I want to get a little bit more into this Jim Tressel situation at Ohio State, and better to do that with somebody who's actually involved in it, knows about it, knows the people around it. So for that reason, we're joined by the Columbus Dispatch's Michael A. Race. Michael, we appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm not involved in it. I'm clean. I will not come up in any NCAA investigations.
Fair enough. Well, let me ask you to start off with, is the Ohio State fan base and alumni, are they behind Jim Tressel, or are people starting to pull away from him?
That's a fair question. I think the same split that existed prior to the current revelations exists now. In other words, the man has a lot of supporters, I don't think they're running away from him. He had his share of detractors, not as big a group, but those who always saw his button-down, Bible-toting, squeaky-clinging images, not really what the man stood for, and those people are there too. But I think, by and large, the bigger group are those that still stand behind him. Although, judging by the email I got after the column I wrote earlier in the week, there are some people that are turning or aren't surprised by this, or saying, if he's guilty as charged, then he should be punished.
All right, let's talk about that email for a little bit then, because I read the emails as well, and they seem very confident. Is there any way in your mind that Tressel could have read those and said, this needs to stay confidential, or is that a load of BS?
I think that's largely BS. I think, obviously, there's a kernel of truth to it, because I believe it was the second email he received that asked for confidentiality, but the first one did not, and there was a pretty big window, 2 weeks, I think, where he wasn't tied to any sort of agreement. And beyond that, I mean, if what he's supposed to do by rule, NCAA rule, and by the construct of his contract, is he's supposed to alert the proper authorities. He should have gone right to compliance or a lawyer right away with any of those. He should have emailed back and said, I can't keep this a confidence. This is a potential violation. I have to report it. I mean, that's basically the nut of all of this, isn't it?
We're talking to Michael A. Race from the Columbus Dispatch. Michael, it's Scott here. What's more serious, the original crime committed, or not even crime, the original act by the five players, or Jim Tressel's lying and not telling people?
I think the latter, because, granted, college football is nothing more than a very large business with a huge take. But that said, he's always held himself up, and most colleges believe their coaches are, educators and leaders first. There's that part of it. The other part of it is, in the eyes of the NCAA, I'm fairly certain they'll see the latter infraction as the more serious one, because if you can let players buy on they didn't know about compliance, which was their first take on this story in December, you can't let the coach buy on that. And by the way, I don't believe it on either side of things. Also, what's more is, the NCAA to liars and cover-ups is sort of like the feds to mobsters. The feds rarely get gang guys on murder or drug trafficking. It's usually like tax evasion, and this is the infraction we're dealing with here. The NCAA does not like to be lied to, and it doesn't like cover-ups. And usually, when those things are exposed, it gets really serious with them.
With that being said, do you expect the NCAA to further penalize Jim Tressel?
I do. Yes, I do. And I think that's generally the feeling around here. I guess it hinges on whether you believe the school president, who, vetted Tressel himself recently, trying to figure out what else might be there. He claims he's confident there's nothing else there. But that's what they said in December. I believe with a federal investigation and two NCAA investigations going on here now, I would be shocked if nothing more came up, and I would be surprised if Tressel didn't get a much more severe penalty than the school laid on him the other day.
Do you think he deserves a much worse penalty?
Yes, I do. If you look at if you kind of look at the track record, I don't believe what they gave him was in the sweet spot of what the NCAA meets out when it comes to this sort of infraction.
I wanted to ask you about that next when we talk about track records, and we're talking with Michael Arace from the Columbus Dispatch, and you know, you talk about his history at Youngstown State, and then you talk about what happened with Maurice Claret, and now this situation. Is it becoming harder and harder to believe that these are not related in the way that he goes about his business on a day-to-day circumstance?
Well, sure. I mean, he lied. They have him lying at least three times, maybe as many as five times. I'm talking about Tressel. If they know he lied about this, you have to wonder. It's human nature to wonder, you know, what else, what other times he lied, or what other things he covered up.
Definitely.
And Michael, I'm sure the NCAA is looking into that.
Michael Arace, Columbus Dispatch, with us. Michael, when you talk about the Ohio State team and the players, is there a sense that he technically threw them under the bus when he sort of hung them out to dry and said that they were in trouble in December? We have him in quote saying that he appreciated the way Ohio State handled the situation, but didn't say anything about him knowing about it. Is there a sense that he threw those players under the bus?
I don't know. I haven't spoken with the players. My job here is as a columnist. If you think that thing through, what Tressel did was cover something up to keep five players eligible, or at least two players eligible. That when he first heard about it was two players and memorabilia. So given that, he knowingly used ineligible players, probably as many as five or even six. To me, the logic in all that is he didn't want the NCAA to come down with infractions prior to the season because he wanted those players eligible to play the full season. You know, I mean, it could have been. It's quite possible it was that selfish on his part. And that, from the players' point of view, who knows? They might construe that as protecting them, you know, by keeping them in the lineup.
Michael Arace from the Columbus Dispatch joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Michael, we know that his contract, Ohio State can fire him for this offense, but school president came out and said basically how he's just happy the coach hasn't fired him. You talked a little bit about how the fans feel towards him, but how serious does the school see this?
Well, first of all, Gee is a little, he's already regretted his words. But for anyone looking at that press conference on Tuesday, you have to wonder who's running the place. And there's no doubt that there's the feeling here among you know, the few critics you might find, or anyone willing to speak up about it, is that Tressel had too much power, that he was actually athletic director for all practical purposes, and that he was more powerful than the college president. That case can be made stronger when you take Gee's words into account, whether he's been flippant or not. Now, the other thing to remember, too, is that there's been a couple cases most recently with Jim O'Brien where Ohio State got sued for wrongful termination and had to pay out fairly sizable sums for compensation in those lawsuits. That might play into this as well. And then there's, you know, I'm not saying I buy into what I'm about to say. I'm just saying it's an interesting conspiracy theory being kicked around here. Not everywhere, but it's just something I've heard, and it's interesting to think about. And that is, if Tressel's taken the bullet for someone else, and more is coming down on him, and he knows more, and this case could get even bigger, if you keep him in the fold, maybe he keeps his mouth shut, and you avoid a lawsuit. So, I mean, There's permutations of those types of conspiracy theories kicking around here as well.
This news comes at a bad time. Obviously, Ohio State's basketball team, number one in the nation, looking for that number one overall seed. Does this have any kind of carryover factor towards the basketball team?
Not if Thad Mott is clean, and there's no reason to believe that he isn't, you know. I don't think so. Matter of fact, I think that in terms of Ohio State fandom, that the basketball team is something they're turning to now as a sort of self.
Well, whatever the case may be, it's definitely concerning with Jim Tressel. Micah A. Race with Columbus Dispatch joining us. Micah, we appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. Micah A. Race from the Columbus Dispatch. We'll be right back with more Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.